This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure. Addressing the Indian community in Russian capital Moscow, Modi said today's India archives achieves whatever goal it sets. He said this is his first interaction with the Indian diaspora after the formation of his government for the third time. Prime Minister Modi said that he has taken a vow to work with three times more strength and at three times more speed. He said today India is giving the most reliable model of digital transactions to the world and empowering its citizens through excellent policies of social sector. Prime Minister Modi said the whole world is amazed at the pace of development that the country has achieved in the last 10 years. He said, when people from around the world come to India, they say that India is transforming. Modi said, this change in India is not only in the system and infrastructure, but this change is also visible in the self-confidence of every citizen and youth of the country. Prime Minister Modi said that India and Russia are moving shoulder to shoulder to give new energy to global prosperity. He appreciated the leadership of President Putin to strengthen the ties between the two countries. Modi said, India's new momentum of growth will write a new chapter in the development of the world. Prime Minister Modi said India and Russia have decided to open new consulates in Kazan and Yekaterinburg. He said this will enhance travel and business trades between the two countries. Later today, Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will co-chair the 22nd annual summit between the two countries in Moscow. Both the leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral issues, including defense, trade, investment, and energy. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit, and the UN. Modi reached Moscow last evening on a two-day official visit to Russia. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security has been tightened along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH24 after a deadly terror attack on an army truck in Mashedi area of Kathua district yesterday, in which five army personnel were martyred. Our correspondent reports that the CISF, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir police personnel have been deployed along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway in Udhampur as the 11th batch of Amarnath pilgrims passed from there this morning. Meanwhile, a massive joint search operation was launched by the security forces to track down the terrorists involved in yesterday's deadly attack. Uttar Pradesh government has suspended six officials in the case of the Hathras stampede after the submission of the report by the Special Investigation Team, SIT. In the SIT report filed today, it is stated that the negligence by event organizers were the main reason behind the incident. Based on the SIT report, six persons including SDM, CO and Tehsildar of Hathras district have been suspended. Akashvani correspondent reports that the SIT has also held the local administration accountable. The two-member SIT states in its report that a conspiracy is not denied but an in-depth investigation is needed. It said the event organizers did not make adequate arrangements for the crowds gathered. SIT visited the accident place on the 2nd, 3rd and 5th July and questioned about 125 people to file its report. In Bihar, several parts have been witnessing heavy to very heavy rainfall from over 24 hours. The Met Department has issued yellow alert for heavy rainfall in western and south central parts in the state, including Patna, Siwan, Gopalganj, Saran, Saharsa, Madhepura, Katihar, Bhagalpur and Nawada districts for next 24 hours. Alert has been sounded for lightning and thunderstorms and people have been advised not to go outside or work in fields during the rain. Due to continuous torrential rainfall in Terai region of Nepal and catchment areas of prominent rivers, flood-like situation has emerged in several districts. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The IMD says these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till the 12th of this month. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.